Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, super friends. It's Master Legend.
All right, all you women out there. Let's see who's quicker to bring me a beer. Because I know you want to see it.
All right, there we go. Well, stuff I'm going to talk about is not those little funny jokes and stuff like that. I might take a call in later. But as I like to do, and some of my friends out there have asked me, the super friends have asked me that sometimes just tell a story of my own. So I'll still have the interviews and all that, too. Well, I was, looking at the news as I do every day. So I guess the thing I'll talk about is another school killing. I can't hardly believe it. Will they ever learn? Does it got to keep going on? And then what was so stupid, one of the things I thought was so stupid, I'm looking at the videos. And the chief of police is there. Well, she came through the side door. Like, oh, well, okay. Well, you know, I can understand that side door. Well, you know what? Doesn't that sound kind of familiar? Do you remember the old side door before and what happened? I guess they don't, but I sure do. I tell you, more things that could have been prevented. Now, I don't blame the police out there that do their job, good, honest police. You know, I got to blame their bosses, the ones telling them what to do. Go out, write as many parking tickets as you can. If they're going two miles an hour below the speed limit, give them a ticket. So that's how it is. Tickets make money. And the big shots are making some big money. The suits they wear alone. You know how much those things cost, those fancy suits you see them wearing? That's a lot of money right there. Oh, yeah. And if you want to know where they live and how much money they make, and they can't even protect some little kids at school, I guarantee you Master Legend could do it. I can't do it all, but I could tell people how to do it. You know, if I had to, there's a guy wrote me today, and he says, you know, there's all kinds of volunteer veterans and even retired veterans and police would love to go and do that. Just to they got licenses. They're all clean, no criminal record. They would love to go and guard the schools. And I figure at least two for every school, one in the back, one in the front. And which reminds me. They said the side door, remember I talked about that side door they didn't learn their lesson from? But it sure looked like on the video she come through the front door to me. There's a front door, and then you have to go into this little divider section where there's another door that should have had a lock mechanism and a microphone there to with bulletproof glass, verify who you are. You know, that was at school had already taken place. Doors should have been shut down. There's certain. So I worked at places, you know, at the makeup place. Maybelline had way more security than the school, and I guarantee you none of the workers were complaining. It was a nice, happy place to work. Oh, yeah. Hey, it was. You knew you were safe, too. They had security guards around. There was cameras. There's all that stuff. Now, they want to say, not enough funding. They're always saying that. But who's getting all that money? Because I tell you what, by the time $1 million gets donated, even from the lottos now, you know, you say, who's paying that money? Lotto alone. Think of all the money they get from that. But by the time the teacher gets anything from it, maybe she's got a little, one little notebook and an ink pen. cost $1 million right there after it gets filtered through the greedy fingers. And if only I was really big time famous, I would still be saying all this stuff, and I'd love to do it. Sure, there'd be a lot of people to hate me. They already do already. So there you go. What I was thinking is, you know, you have some body to protect the school. Some people say that won't work. I don't know about that. I think somebody trying to go sneak in the side door, so they say, would be a little bit worried if there was a cop around the corner. Never know where he's going to pop up at. And got his bulletproof vest on, everything. You know, let him go do that. You know, not write tickets or split up the day a little bit. Go write tickets half the day and then go protect the school the other half a day and make a shift out of it. You know, you don't have to be stuck here all day long. You can have different cops come and go. It doesn't matter as long as someone's there. Well, I know that will offend some people, but you see, I'm keeping my first episode of Master Legends Offensive Talk kind of light. You know, don't want to pour it on too thick just yet, but believe me, I've got some stories to tell. But this thing here makes me really mad. It really makes me so mad that these people who's responsible, giving all the big money, not putting anything into the schools, lottery money alone, just think of it, how much they make off of that. Not to mention every hard worker. Hardworking people is how they make their money. They don't make it really off of big-time rich people. We already know that. And I'm not a political guy. One side or the other, it's like a few things I like about one, a few things I like about the other, but most of it all I don't like because I know what it's all about. Think of how much money they make, these politicians. Makes me so mad I had to grab me a thirst quencher. Yep. Might have to get a second one going, too. I'm really thirsty talking about this stuff and seeing them little kids. You know, that brings a tear to Master Legend's eyes. I'm telling you, seeing those poor little kids and those nice people. You can see in their faces. Doesn't matter really who they were, but I could tell, you know, those are nice people and everything. They didn't deserve that. And then, oh, wait till I step onto the next ledge here. I had to get double swallow there, you know. Well, anyway, so now we find out they've got to make a deal out of it, you know. I mean, LGBT, I think that's how they say it. I don't even try to remember those letters because it's just total nonsense to me. It is. Now, that's going to hurt some people's feelings right there. And I can go on about that a whole other subject, but I'm going to try to stick with this one here. Why do they have to tell anyone about it? Really, if it's no big deal and everybody's supposed to be accepted, why do they have to tell people that the killer woman was a gay woman? And one of the things I expected to hear on the news was white woman. I was expecting to hear white woman because, you know, if it's a black person, they usually say black person or white person. Never really say any other names. This is always white or black for some reason. So there you go. But this time it's LGBT or BLT or, oh, I don't know. But anyway, I mean, they got to tell you about that. I don't know what that has to do with it. Unless she didn't get her moment of applause. And that could have been what it was, y'all. You know how it is these days when so-called someone comes out the closet. They come out the closet and they get this round of applause, even audiences. You see it on TV and everything, and the people are standing up cheering. I'm wondering, what are they cheering about really, you know? All right, the man, he's like, he was in the Village People or whatever, you know, and, you know, I even liked the Village People's music back in the young days. He's like Macho Man, but because I'm a real Macho Man. They were just pretending. I'm the real deal, girls. The muscles are real, and you know the rest of it. Anyway, so they bring this stuff up. And I don't understand the reasons for it. And the round of applause. Every time someone says, and then, you know, basketball player, some man who got himself a titty job. I mean, they get on the internet and then and do GoFundMes for that stuff. And you should see the big money they raise. But go ahead and put an ad up, you know, GoFundMe, trying to raise money to help the homeless people out. I know the results of that. Very few help. Good-hearted people that do help, though. They have helped through years. And I don't really ask anymore because, you know, I do what I can. I'm in a strange, different land now. So, yes, and here's the thing also. If a round of applause should be for somebody who's still, you know, I don't know what they're doing. You know, they have all the nose rings and a ring for every part of the body. And tattoos, cotton candy hair, whatever. That's all right. Do your own thing. But why do I have to be put in a spot where I'm supposed to say I like it or not? Because do they want to hear my story, my married man bedroom stories? Back when I used to be a married man, put my daughter through college. You think I'm getting a round of applause? When my wife died and I took care of my daughter all by myself. You think I'm getting a round of applause? No. And the other man's family put his daughters and sons into college, worked hard all of his life, and him and his wife been together 50 years, grown old together. And their sons and daughters went on to save people's lives. That's right. That's because they were doing the way things really nature intends. You know, look around. You know, we're still part of nature. I think some people forget that we are part of nature, and those things are not very natural. You know, if it wasn't for the man, the good, hardworking man, and got a nice family, the traditional family, and a wife, and put the kids through school and all that, those kids went on later on to save some lives, most likely. Right? The stories go on. You can't doubt it because you know it's true. And they became doctors and scientists and stuff like that, very educated. You know, daddy had to crack the whip once in a while. I'm not talking about child abuse. Of course, there'd be somebody saying that because I was abused. When people wanted to say, oh, poor me, if they knew my story, they just think I'm joking. They always do. And I don't even tell them hardly any of it. So anyway, super friends, you know what I got for those people out there, those greedy people and the manipulators? They put it on TV. They put it on the internet trying to lifestyle. And that's an evil manipulation to fool little kids into not knowing what they're even supposed to be and what bathroom to go to. That's not the way it's supposed to be. I know one thing. Back when I was in Catholic school or any school, if I walked into the woman's room, I think somebody would be coming to get me and probably beat me up or suspend me or something like that. But I never did that. We knew better. You don't go in the ladies' room. That was how it was. But anyway, I got something for all those people. Here it is. Take a good listen, all of those evil people, greed, and I got a lot more to talk about next time. All right. Trying to get these buttons to work, but that's all right, Super Friends. Show's about over, and I'm going to make another episode soon. I appreciate everybody who listens in. Thank you. Hopefully these things don't offend too many people. It's my opinion, my show, and, well, I'm just trying to point out things that I don't see that's too right in this world. So I will see you later, and until next time, Super Friends.